This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Second hour here, live Saturday show. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we got a piece of physical mail, which doesn't happen very often.
Snail mail.
And it came from a prisoner. We'll share that with you on the way here.
Oh, I got something about prisons to talk about, too.
Okay, we can do that. Plus, your calls, they're rolling in here, so we're going to go back to the phones. We started out the show with a story from Reason.com about a woman. And she's not the only one, but they focus on a couple different people here who've been have their homes stolen by their city government gangs over a missed property tax payment. One of them got their house taken for as little as an $8 debt. The other woman, $900. Rather than giving them another chance, rather than trying to negotiate, they just came right in, stole their home, sold them, and kept all the revenue.
Heartless bastards.
Yes, indeed. But they're supposedly good people. They're just trying to do their jobs, Captain. Right?
Nope.
No.
No.
You can't be a good person and steal somebody's house from them. I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah. I'm just following the letter of the law. Well, if the law is making you do bad things, otherwise good people stop it. You're the tyrant.
All right. Back to, though, your phone calls and thoughts. We got Van on the line listening in South Carolina. Van, you're on Free Talk Live in Columbia.
Hey, hello. How you guys doing?
What's on your mind today?
Yeah. The tax thing that happened to a dear friend of mine. She grew up in this house. Her parents died. Her dad died 10 years later. Her mom dies. Leaves her the house. It's paid for.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a real rural area, and there's a lot of property.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's a little bipolar, you know, has some issues. And, she fell behind a few months. They came and took that house. And
wow.
She's still wrecked by it. This happened about 8-9 years ago.
And did they pay her anything for it, or did they take all the revenue?
Oh, they took all, because she went away heartbroken and didn't follow it up, and it would cost her tons of money to get a lawyer, and they didn't care. And you're right, you know, our taxes are paying these guys' salaries.
Sure.
So, you know, I was so disgusted by it, I had to just vent a little bit because...
Where is she now, by the way? What happened when she lost her home? Was she able to, you know, did she, like, go couch surf for a few years until she could get an apartment?
Bounced around. She's okay now. Mm. I mean, she's my old girlfriend, but we're still real good friends.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And came to Florida with me for a while, blah, blah, blah. But it just wrecked her because she was supposed to be in that house forever. It was more than $900, but come on, they didn't work with her, you know, and they didn't take into account her mental condition.
It's monstrous.
And, they didn't work with her. And it was a nice house. And it just wrecked her, and she's still wrecked over it. So this isn't just something, oh, I lost my house, what a bummer. No, these are people's homes.
Yeah, well, in her case, it was a hand-me-down, you know. It was something from a generational house, not just any old house.
Heirloom, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just had to say, yeah, these bureaucrats and this tax stuff, I owe the IRS money. I don't care. They can come get their $7,000 from me. I'm done.
Well, they will.
Good for you, man.
If you've got a bank account, they're coming in.
Day. I don't have one yet.
Okay, there you go.
But I just want to let you guys tell that story, man, because it is so heartbreaking what happens to these people. I'm about to cry about it, because this woman is a nice woman.
It's tragic when you hear somebody lose their house to a fire, but at least then you don't have the insult of some bureaucrat coming in there and being able to benefit from it. It's just awful.
Yeah, and your homeowner's insurance, by the way, does not have any type of a thing where you can insure your home against the government.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
thanks,
exactly,
man. Appreciate your call tonight.
Hey, thanks to you guys,
thanks,
man. Keep fighting.
It brings to mind another way that governments will take property from people. But for example, I was reading about this.
So many ways.
It's so many ways. Yeah, there are so many ways, and it's frequent. These things aren't like, this isn't an isolated instance. But think about inflation's been a big topic recently,
and
for a lot of people, I mean, it's going to continue to inflate. So yes, So imagine somebody in 1962 buying a small house on a piece of property, a little small piece of property,
yeah,
for, say, $25,000, because that was possible in 1962.
Sure.
And now...
Now you can't even get a car for that much.
No. Now if they were to sell that property, it would be, let's just call it $200,000 for the sake of easy math.
Low side, but yeah, okay.
So because the number of dollars that government deems it's worth now is $200,000, that means that the person who bought and paid off that house, bought and paid in full for $25,000 back in 1962, now owes a number of dollars equivalent to the government's value of that house in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, considering what the average... We'll say, what's the thing people collect when they retire, but it's not a pension, it's a...
not a
Social Security.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So average person's Social Security isn't really enough. I mean, maybe it'll pay the taxes on the property. Maybe it won't.
Maybe. Yeah.
But there's this intersection of how much money are they able to collect from either their pension or their Social Security, and how much does the government say that their property is worth,
sure,
where, like, one is going to override the other, and now they can't even afford to live in a place that's fully paid off.
Yep. Got to sell it and downgrade in that particular case if you want to keep living in the same town.
Or the government just takes it when you can't afford to pay.
And, of course, you have to wonder how many of these people that have the state come in and steal their home from them actually stick around and keep living there, you know? They got it in for you.
Yeah.
Matthew Hodges, by the way, and the county's lawyer in the story that we were sharing with you from Reason.com, argues that, quote, there couldn't be anything more fair than informing property owners of what's going to happen, giving them time to act and letting them make an informed choice.
They're acting like government has, like, an exquisite customer service department.
Yeah. let's see here. This is Christina Martin. She's a senior attorney at the Pacific Legal Foundation who is against this procedure of stealing people's homes. She says, do you think if he knew he owed $8, he would have paid it? Of course. He didn't know, and there wasn't the proper incentive to let him know. Unquote. In fact, the town says Stossel has the incentive not to let him know. Officials rarely tell people, pay or we'll take your home.
Right.
Towns that do this write notes in legalese, quote, a tax lien acquired under a certain instrument of taking from the collector of taxes for the city, and said instrument of taking covers a certain parcel of land. That's absolutely what it's like.
Yeah, word salad. They can't say it in plain English that everybody right. else understands, like, hey, you owe $8, and if you don't pay, we're going to take your house.
Yeah, and of course you do have to wonder, when it comes to the tax sale, which is the event that happens, so they go through this process of taking your home on paper,
yeah,
right, where they take the deed and they deed it to themselves, basically, due to the, they're in charge, they run the deed office, right, so
right.
they deed the home over to the city, and now you're living in a home that isn't even yours at that point, and then they say, all right, well, we're going to have this tax sale, it's going to be on this date at this time, City Hall. If you want to bid on the place, show up. And then they take bidders who've proven they've got money in an account or something like that. They
yep.
don't just get any old looky-loo
right,
in there.
Yeah.
And you have to wonder, how many of these people are city-connected? Like, how many of these people that are bidding on these homes are, like, the wife of the city manager?
Or the brother-in-law.
His brother.
Or, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, yeah, hey, we got a real sweet one coming up.
Yeah.
You know? Despite the Michigan Supreme Court ruling, judge dismissed Hall's case because the government did not make the government itself did not make the profit. In her case, the town gave her home to a private business. That business, the Southfield Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative, then sold the house and kept the money.
And so that answers your question.
Wow.
About how many of these people are, like, city connected? Apparently,
there you go.
This guy was, at
they
least.
They just gave it to this this other group.
Like, hey, Bob, want a free house?
Yeah. Which you better believe there are people that know people on that Southfield Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative. You know they got friends in the town.
And, like, the more multisyllabic words some sort of organization like that has, usually the more nefarious it is.
Yeah, well, here's how they're going to revitalize the neighborhood. By stealing homes from everybody who's on the, like, the precipice of financial calamity and kicking them out.
We're going to take the property away from the people we don't think are vital,
yeah.
and we're going to give it to people that we do think are vital.
The business says it uses the town's donations to maintain attractive, safe neighborhoods, protect and raise property values. Martin, the attorney, said government shouldn't be able to steal from its own people and then give it over to their friends. But that's all that they do!
Yeah, that's all they do.
They're just doing it in a different way than normal in this case. Normally, when they take taxes from people, that is also theft. It is also stealing. It's extortion. And they always give it to their friends. That's just the game. 603-283-6160. That's why they shouldn't.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday show here. I think you're calls and thoughts about what you want. The number 603-283-6160 in the studio. It's Ian.
And the captain.
We're going to go back to your calls here in just a moment. More people want to talk about abortion, of course, because somebody brought it up, and so it's been the bulk of the show so far tonight. But we did start out by talking about this story about yet another person victimized by city government gangs, having their homes stolen from them, and then, in this particular case, given to a local government-affiliated agency, and then they just sold the thing and pocketed all the profits. So the woman, yeah. Tawanda Hall, lived in Southfield, Michigan. She owed $900, was behind on property tax payments, on a payment plan, but she missed a payment. And as a result of that, there was no forgiveness. There was no, oh, it's okay, we'll give you another month, or no warning, yeah. or whatever. They just came in and said, well, you missed a payment. It's ours now.
Yeah, the odd thing about government is they are their own collection agency. So they don't farm that out to anybody else. And
well, they got goons with guns, so we'll do it whatever they ask.
And I don't want to be Captain Obvious, but I don't think it's been said. This comes up frequently when talking about property. I'm talking about taxes, but you never actually own your property.
That's true.
Period.
You're renting it from them.
Yes. And if you want evidence of that.
You're expected to keep it up, though. You're expected to make sure you jump through all the hoops they put up for you.
If you want evidence, just don't pay your property. Like, have a piece of property that's completely paid off, and then don't pay your taxes.
Watch what happens.
See what happens.
They might give you a threatening letter, and then another threatening letter, and then eventually, and I know in New Hampshire it's a two-year period. So you've got 2 years to kind of work it out, right? And if you're still in arrears or whatever, you still haven't paid whatever they're demanding, they just take it.
Not all states are like that.
No, that's probably true. In this case, they gave the home. So she tried to bring a court case, but it was dismissed because the government didn't make the profit off of selling the home. The government just stole the home, the town of Southfield, Michigan, and then gave it to a quote-unquote business called the Southfield Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative. And we speculated aloud. I had not read this far in the story.
Yeah.
We speculated aloud that the people behind the Southfield Neighborhood Revitalization Initiative were likely tied in very closely with the people that run the city of Southfield. And sure enough...
Who's it run by, Ian?
According to John Stossel's story here at Reason.com, they are run by the mayor and the city administrator.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, but it's not the city, so therefore the city's not held responsible for what it did.
Oh, they inserted layers of bureaucracy?
Right. Oh, a different corporation benefited from this when they sold the house and pocketed every single dollar from it. This woman is out on the streets.
It's such horse hockey.
Stossel said, I wanted to interview them, but guess what?
Oh, they refused.
Neither of them would agree to talk to him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised, says Stossel, how common this kind of government home theft is. If you're behind on taxes, even just $10 behind, 11 states allow local governments to sell your home and keep all of its value. In Massachusetts, a 66-year-old grandmother is, quote, sleeping in her car right now, says Martin. The city took her property, turned around and sold it within days of evicting her. Although the debt was just $30,000, they sold her home for $242,000 and kept the difference. The Pacific Legal Foundation has gotten three states to stop engaging in this home equity theft. That's good, but again, there are still 11 where this is completely legal.
Any version of this civil asset forfeiture, whatever flavor they're calling it these days, any version of this is horrible. It's horrific, and it only goes to illustrate what a horrific organization type the people calling themselves government are.
You know, the one thing I feel like is missing from this story by John Stossel is actually to go ahead and give us that list. I don't know.
Of the states?
Yeah. What states?
What are the 11?
Yeah, who are these people?
We'll have to write a Dear John letter. Not that kind.
All right, let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Open phones, as always, here on Free Talk Live. Dana is on the line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Did you buzz me, Ian?
It's you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It beeps really weird this time. It didn't sound like you picked up. Okay, I want to address something the captain said, but first I'll go to Josie. So she talked about the soul floating in and out. Mm-hmm. And because some people told her, and you made a very good point, and we don't always agree, but your point was you can't prove that scientifically, which you can't. So this is what I have to say to Josie, and then I'll address the captain. There's only 10 commandments. One of them says, thou shalt not kill. It didn't put any stipulations on that commandment. God just said, thou shalt not kill. I'm going to sign.
Well, I'm in trouble then because I've killed a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah, and flies.
Okay, yeah, me too. Me too. We're both destined for hell. Yeah. But that being said, he didn't say anything about if it has a soul, if the soul floated in or floated out. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely asinine what she said about the floating. But let's just go on her premise. So it's not murder. If a spirit floats in and out, I have two questions to her, and then I'll talk to the captain. What if you abort when the soul floats in? For those people who don't feel or see,
I think we're kind of losing your signal. I don't know if you're indoors on a cell phone.
Can you hear me now?
That's much better now.
Okay, I'll say
ask that
right
again.
Here.
Go ahead, one more time.
Okay, so her premise was. It's not murder if the soul floats in and out. So my two questions to her is, what if the soul floats in while you're aborting? So that's the first question. Apparently, she can't wrap her brain around, you know, a free thought of thinking. She didn't think that one up. And the second one is, even if there wasn't a soul, what about the pain felt by the human being? Because we all know that partial, or most of us know, partial birth abortion involves delivering the baby part way, poking a hole in the skull, and sucking, using suction to pull the brain out while the baby's alive. And that's right up until, right till birth, they can do that. And then the other one is dismemberment, where you suck the parts off the baby, including the head. So that's my comment to her. One last thing I want to say.
Okay.
She snidely said, I detected the tone in her voice, that it's only evangelicals and Catholics. She needs to do some research before she gets on a national radio station and makes false claims. It is the majority of Americans. Now, my comment to the captain.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, captain, I just want to lead in with this thing. You know, the left is real, not you, captain, but the left in general is real big on science. Follow the science, follow the science. That's nonsense. Science is a convenience for them when they want to push through their left-wing agenda or evil agenda. In this case, it's evil. Because the American Pediatric Association, comprised of doctors and scientists, say that the minute the sperm fertilizes the egg, it is a completely separate being.
Well, I think we've had four different opinions here tonight, from all from women. Thank you, Dana, for the call.
But also, too, like there's something called test tube babies, right?
Yeah.
Where there's no person involved, and so in order to do those tests and that kind of thing, they have to combine an egg with a sperm. And, like, if you terminate that, is that an abortion?
I think she would have argued that it was, but she's gone now. Number 603-283-6160. One thing you can say for sure is that people do not agree on this topic, and they never will. So we need to have a national...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, 2 of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't make official visits abroad much. In fact, it's rare. But he did so Saturday to Ukraine with Republican colleagues to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. McConnell is the latest among American leaders to pay the Ukrainian leader a visit. It comes as the Senate is working on a military and humanitarian emergency aid package worth $40 billion. Two shootings happened after Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee. One person is in custody following the first shooting, 10 people taken into custody, and 9 guns were recovered in the second shooting. In all, 20 people were hurt in the shootings. They're expected to survive. It happened near where the game took place. Frank James pleaded not guilty. He's accused of terrorism and other charges related to a shooting at a subway station in New York. James remains held without bail. His next court date is in late July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian and the Captain. And phones are open as always. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You ready to start learning about cryptocurrency? It's been on sale over the last few weeks here with Bitcoin sitting at around $30,000 today. Might be a good opportunity.
It is definitely on sale.
Some people say it's going to keep going down, but of course we have no idea what the future holds. Over time, it has tended to go upwards over the years.
There are people who have purchased, you know, when it was at $60,000.
And they are probably feeling pretty bad.
Who are bluesing. I read about, apparently, a guy killed himself because of the dip. Right? He's like, oh, my fortune is gone.
Just
like,
hold on. No, just hold on.
I think...
Unless you had Luna and UST, in which case, yeah, that ain't
yeah, I think specifically this guy was heavy in Luna. But,
yeah, oof, that's but, rough.
But still, like, have some patience, people. Like, don't overreact. It's still early days in the market. Like, do you think people who invested in, early search engines, right? You know, do you think that, you know, oh, no, it's all gone. No, they stuck with it, you know, and or Microsoft or something like that, right? You know, when you throw your money at something as an investment, then, you know, be patient. Now, I'm a proponent of actually spending it and using it and that kind of a thing. I spend it frequently. And so, you know, I like that kind of thing. Because if people aren't spending it, Well, then what real use is it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I could just stick my dollars into a savings account somewhere, you know, that type of a thing. So I like to spend it.
I'm with you. I wish I could. Unfortunately, I'm on some bail conditions right now that prohibit me from doing just that.
Yeah.
So I'm forced
well,
to
hopefully
use
this. I'm picking up your light work around town
well,
anyway.
I appreciate that.
You know, at least in a couple
it
places.
It sucks to be forced to use something that I basically consider to be evil.
You still use goldbacks, though, right?
US dollar. Yeah, I do use goldbacks wherever I can, which isn't in as many places. It's newer technology. The goldbacks have only been out for a few years now. But there are still a couple places in town that you can spend them, which is very nice. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts here. I believe we have Peakless Mountaineer on the line. Peakless?
That you do.
All right.
Did you find a peak?
I never will find a peak.
All right. Just checking.
Just heading upward and upward.
Yeah, one foot after the other. What's on your mind tonight? You couldn't make it in this evening due to car troubles, so
it's going around.
Yeah, yeah. One broke down, the other stolen.
What?
Oh, yeah. Well, not in that order, but yeah, you know, the goons, they like to steal your property if you don't give them money.
But wait, the government gang stole your car?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's intense.
Yep, filed for it because they're supposed to do a thing called due process, and they even, you know, went to the trouble of saying, hey, watch out, we might give you a summons, and I'm like, great, I would love to talk to a judge about how you've been treating me.
Sure.
But no, they just decided to tow it off instead.
Off of your own property?
Oh, no, off of public street.
Bastard. They are more likely to do that.
Legally parked and all, but anyway, that's not what I really wanted to call about tonight.
Okay. What were you calling about?
So, I wanted to tie together the two topics that you've had so far, actually.
Okay.
So, an earlier caller mentioned the brainwave thing, and I really appreciated that because it shows actually how there's a big ambiguity both in when life begins and in when life ends. And as you guys have been saying, I mean, this is something that, like, there's reasonable arguments in different places.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm right, and, you know, it's going to be really hard to dissuade me, and I'm sure that's true of a lot of people, but
sure.
I can still recognize that everyone's, you know, making reasonable arguments.
Yeah.
So
the only people who are being unreasonable are the ones that want to shoot somebody or throw them in a cage over having a difference of opinion on this issue.
Yeah, I would say that you are right, Peakless Mountaineer, for yourself, right? You have an opinion of what, you know, all of these things are, and for you, you are correct. Now, the thing that I don't want to see is people forcing their opinions on other people, and they do that, of course, through the state.
Mm.
Absolutely right. And to tie that into the other stolen property, the house that got taken for $900 or $8 or what have you, so there, and also a caller called in about, like, well, what did you mean? I'm part of the Shire Society, and there is actually some legal precedent in the British courts for that. So they had a lot of immigrants from India and Pakistan, and what some of those people, I think it was an Indian group in particular, they had formed their own, you know, sort of society within Britain, and when they went into court, it's like, well, so this is against your norms, but it's absolutely within the norms of my culture. So, and their whole argument was, no, I'm part of this society over here. Now, I'm physically in this area, sure, but I'm actually part of this society. And if I'm going to be tried, I have to be tried by this society according to its laws.
That'd be great. Did that actually work for them?
It did, surprisingly enough. I mean, the court does absolutely everything in its power to make sure that it doesn't appear foolish on anything, and it doesn't want to, you know, do a lot of bells and whistles when it's like, oh, right, you are outside of our jurisdiction. So they just kind of, you know, quietly closed the case on that person.
Wow. Awesome.
But there is some legal precedent to point out that, okay, look, you are part of this society. I am not a part of that society. I am a part of this society over here. We have a full, coherent, and cogent society that follows its own laws and is civilized and gets along peacefully and well. And you should just recognize that I'm a part of this society. And that is really how to solve this whole problem with not knowing where life begins.
Is to have different societies that to which Absolutely. People belong that have different ways of handling this.
Well, and right. you could reduce that to a society of one, right? If I don't want to belong to any particular...
I don't know if you can have a society of one.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, I think you have to be. I think it has to be a group of people.
I mean, basically, you're a hermit at that point, and good luck feeding yourself. I mean,
well, right, but I'm talking about
humans,
this particular topic, right?
Do not behave that way.
Yeah, I'm talking
humans
about this particular
do not
topic.
That way. Anyone? Sorry, go.
But what you're saying is that really, society or not society, you know, whether you belong to one or not, is kind of irrelevant to me because this is a preference issue. This is a personal preference issue. Abortion, to me, is a personal preference issue.
I got to completely disagree.
You prefer what you think is right. Other people prefer what they think is right, whether it agrees with your perception or not. That's what they think. And there's so many varieties of what people think that it's a preference issue to me.
This has nothing to do with preference at all. This has to do with definitions. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if I prefer to murder you. That's unacceptable. I mean, that's preference. Now, it's definitions, though. Okay, we can very clearly define, okay, you're a human being. You're a moral agent.
I don't know. I haven't heard a clear definition of when life begins on this program yet tonight.
Well, I can tell you the clearest definition I can muster.
Well, and certainly one that not everybody can agree on.
I'll tell you why. Well, I'll tell you, and you may not agree with me, but I can tell you why at least. And we believe in property rights. That's our whole thing. Life, mm-hmm. liberty, and property, which is really all the same thing. When you mix your labor with nature, that's when we are certain you have property. And as soon as you took that first breath, we can be certain that you mixed your labor with nature. Now, at that point, this body is yours, and I am obligated to defend it.
With that logic, though, wouldn't that make, the act of conception, wouldn't that, if I were the father, wouldn't that mean that I have put in the labor, and thus now that child is my property?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
Hold that thought, Pete's Mountaineer.
Let's get back to it.
We'll bring you back here in just a moment. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can share your thoughts with us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Live Saturday show.
Phones are open. We are doing a show, aren't we?
We're here doing a thing, as we do every night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can always join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can download episodes of the show there one at a time, or you can just subscribe to our podcast feed or feeds. We have more than one that we offer. There's at least three that I can think of. There's the full feed, which has all the things we put out, full shows, digests, etc. There's the digest-only feed for those of you who are time-challenged and would prefer to have Riley Blake cut down a two-hour show into a 20- or 30-minute show. And then there's the full shows-only feed. You can get all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Just drop it in your favorite podcast client, and then you will automatically receive episodes as they are released instantaneously in your client when they are available. So check that out at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're back with Peakless Mountaineer in New Hampshire. Normally he's in the studio with us, yeah. But he drives like more than an hour to get here every Saturday, and so it's not like we can just grab him from across town if his car is out, and the government stole it from you apparently this week. So good to have you here on the phone remotely. But you and the captain were talking about abortion. You had suggested that the defining line for you was the idea of when a baby takes its first breath. That is when you believe that it is a human being full on with rights. And we left off somewhere around.
We had a caller who said it's when the sperm fertilizes the egg, and then I made the statement.
And we also had another caller who said that it was at some random point when the spirit enters, and she says you can prove that with science, but I suspect that you can't.
Right, and so I had made the statement that, to me, this seems to be an issue of preference. Whereas, you know, because nobody can agree on, you know, anything really regarding this topic.
Yeah, we've had several opinions.
And I value that because that's right. You say it's preference.
preference, and I say it's not preference at all, it's definition, and those are two different things.
Well, people can't even agree on the definition of anything surrounding this.
Yeah,
so
to some people it's a fetus, to another person it's
chocolate versus vanilla. This is, what is that?
But people don't agree. I mean, like I said, some people say it's a fetus. Other people say, no, it's a full-on human being with full-on rights. And that's a huge gulf of between definitions there.
Well, and that's exactly it. It's a difference of definition, not of preferences. And, I mean, a preference is a small thing. Like, we can go about our lives disagreeing with preferences all day, and that's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. That just makes a better market for everyone. But we can't go about our lives disagreeing about the definitions of reality and have no friction with each other.
Well, the friction comes in when somebody with a different definition or preference wants to enforce that viewpoint on other people through the use of violence, yeah, namely the state.
For example, I would prefer that there is no war, but I'm not prepared to force that on anybody else.
Oh, I am.
How can you force there to be no war?
I don't know, but if I could, I would.
You don't strike me as the type of person.
I've got it. So if we, like, tracked down all of the people on Earth who were actually creating these wars, you know, mostly politicians, and chained them up so that they couldn't speak to people and talk them into these terrible things because we've proven for a fact that they've caused the death of innocent people, that would be a way of forcing wars to stop.
Yeah, then you just get more politicians to replace them.
And now you're acting in the very way
practical
of the state.
I said, yeah, if I could, I would.
I see what you're saying. All right. What's next?
So we have a disagreement about definitions. Now, the way to solve that is that you do have different societies. You go, okay, well, you know what? This set of people, like, these are the important definitions for them. And this set of people, these are the important definitions for them. And mm-hmm. Usually they'll have a geographic difference, too, and be like, okay, well, watch yourself in that town because here are the rules over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, watch yourself in that town because here are the rules over there.
Sure.
And we've seen that happen.
And what if you, are a part of a society and, you know, you're traveling abroad and something occurs to you? Do you now have to obey the culture, the society that you are, surrounded by? Or do you still get to abide by your own society?
I think that would depend on how insane the society is.
Well, it depends on two things. One, where exactly are you? Like, are you on the property of someone who's mixed their labor with nature or has traded their mixed labor with nature for the thing that you're on?
Mm-hmm.
And what are your agreements with them?
Okay. So let's say one society believes that it's totally okay to abort whenever. Up until birth, really. And then another society believes that it's never okay.
Okay.
Now, aren't you just illustrating, or I guess I'm illustrating. Aren't I just illustrating two different preferences?
Those aren't preferences. Those are two different definitions.
This is exactly what I would expect from a couple of libertarians arguing about this issue, is to get bogged down on whether or not we're talking about preferences or definitions.
A preference is chocolate versus vanilla.
Right.
Society A, that blood on the ground.
Society A prefers no abortion. Society B prefers abortion whenever.
Well, no. So that's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you prefer abortion or not. It matters if you define abortion as murder. Because even if you prefer abortion, but you define it as murder, like, that's a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have an insane society, then you can define abortion as murder and do it anyway. But, like, those are insane people. Get out of there. Don't deal with those people. They'll kill you. Now, if you have a sane society, it doesn't matter if you prefer abortion. If you define it as murder, then you don't do it anyway.
Right, but generally the sticking point isn't so much whether abortion is preferred or not preferred. The sticking point is, when is it considered life? It's a time issue, right? Some people think, oh, it's when the sperm, fertilizes the egg. Other people go, well, it could be any time up until the, third trimester.
Yeah, so there's a couple of problems with that. So one of your problems is definitions changing based on what our technology level is. That's no way to run a society. Another one is I don't actually see the sperm or the egg. I can't personally verify when that moment occurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's that might just be a technological problem, but again, that's kind of the same issue. Now I can tell you for sure that child cried then. Like, that's when there was a gasp. I heard that gasp. I watched that mouth open. Air moved from point A to point B. I can verify it.
At the time of fertilization, you can verify that.
No, he's talking about when they take a breath.
No. Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, I get you.
Right. And, people like to lump things together because it makes for easier thinking, but the time of fertilization, for one thing, you're not actually fertilized by the first sperm. On average, it's the 13th sperm because that's how long it takes to wear down the cell wall of the egg. So, is it when that first sperm hits? Is it the 13th sperm? Is it when it actually starts to combine the DNA? Is it when it's done combining the DNA? Is it when it does the first cell division? There's all these, ambiguities that people like to lump into one thing because it makes it easier thinking. And who cares? Because we're not even watching this process. This is all just a model that we imagine is occurring. But I can tell you for sure, breath. Okay, breath. Labor, nature.
I like your argument. It makes a lot of sense to me. Of course, I don't have the same religious beliefs as some of our callers do.
Well, sure. And that's the thing. So, and I respect that. And those are reasonable positions. I don't agree, but I respect their position. And look, you guys have your society. And, who knows? Maybe your society will be so good in every other area that I'll just put up with disagreeing this. Or maybe I'll have so many options for society I can be a member, and they'll be like, no, this is exactly like yours except for this one thing, and I prefer it over here.
Well, that's definitely what we need, is more choices for people.
Yes.
People need to go together with like-minded souls and have their society and not have to be constantly fighting over what the government does. Peekless, as always, thanks for the input tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, and hopefully we'll see you back here.
And just one quick note. If the government cared about the fact that you mixed your labor to build that house or to buy that house from someone who did, well, then that property would also be protected. But they don't care.
They are psychopaths. Thank you for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You're invited to join us. Phones are open as always. 603-283-6160. We got a question from prison on the way.
Yes.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.